Today's year, Mr. Buryaini is Siman Shin Samach Vav. We are up to Sif Dalad. Tzarech Litein Kol Ha'erev V'Kli Echad. You have to go ahead and put the whole Erev into one Kli, and he says, V'im Chilko U'Nasana B'Shnei Kelim Eino Erev. And if you go ahead and you divide it up into two different Kelim, two different utensils, it is not going to be a valid Erev, unless... Unless the first one was full with the Eruvs, in which case it's going to be the Azmutter, in which case it's going to be permitted. But even so, even if you have a situation where you can put it in two Kalim, it has to still be in a single home, in a single household. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, the Kli Echad, has to be in one Kli. Sharei Eruv Shmo. Because that's what it's called. It's called an Eruv, Sheyu Muravim Yachad. That has to be all joined up together. V'im Manicho B'Shnei Kelim, Nira Sheim Muflagim U'Mechulakim Zemizeh. It looks like they're separated and not joined up as one. V'Nira Lechora, D'Dafka Im Kol Echad Nosein Chelek Ba'Eruv. And he says, this halacha, that it has to be in one kli, he says, it appears to him that that's specifically if everyone is actually giving something to the Eruv, and then they have to be showing that they are considered one and together. But if you have a situation, he says, if im echad, aval im echad mizaka biad kulam, then yachol litno b'shnei kelim. If, however, one person goes ahead, and as we're going to see later on, there are two approaches and two ways you can have an Erev. You can have everyone donate something, and they all join it together and put it together in that one house. Or you can have one person going ahead and conveying ownership, being mezakeh to everyone else, a piece and a chelek in, let's say, one bread, one loaf. And this way, they're all considered joined up in that Erev. So he says, if you do it that way, where one person is conveying ownership, is mezakeh everyone else, b'yad kulam, then you can put it into two kelim. The reason why you could put it in two kelim is because since the bread is all really one person's bread, it's not shayach to say that he was mechalik b'kavana, he separated b'kavana, that one should not join up with the other. The whole idea of Erev is that everyone should be considered pleased and satisfied with joining up together and not be separated. So therefore, when everyone's donating and you put it in separate kalim, so then it appears as if no one wants to join up with the other and be together with the other and be all bonded with the other. Masha Enkein, if it's one person donating it for everyone, so then, you know, the fact that they now, let's say, one person's donating one or two loaves, obviously it's got to be at least two loaves for everybody, so you would be able to, misvara, he says, put it into different kelim. And that should be the svara, he says. And it makes sense to him that that should be. However, he then goes on and says, achein, midelo iskiru ha-poskim davar zeh, the fact that the poskim don't say and make this distinction, that when one is mezakeh for others, that you'd be able to put it into different kelim, mashma desvira lehu, it's mashma that Chazal, when they went ahead and they made this halacha of not having it in two kelim, lo plug. They made no distinction b'milsayu in this din, in this halacha, even though the svara would be that you should be able to split it when it's one person being mezakeh for everyone else. He says it's sarach iyun, and therefore the matter definitely deserves more iyun, and one should delve into this more, but he sees no poskim following his what he believes to be the svara yeshara, the clear svara that there should be a distinction, but they don't make a distinction. Therefore, lalacha, it seems to be that he's saying that you should not go ahead and split up the Erev into two kelim, unless, of course, as the Shulchan Aruch said, there's an overflow. And if there's an overflow, then it's going to be okay, as we're going to see in Sif Katan Lamed Beis. If Nismale Echad, then it's Mutter. If one of the Klees gets filled up with the Erev, then you can put it in a different Klee. Ritzono Lomar, Shabazel lo haya chilup lishnei kelim bir sono. Because here, since the splitting up of the Erev is not a willing split, it's because you have no choice, it's therefore going to be okay and mutter to put it into different kelim, because it doesn't show that they want to be separated. He says, however, that if from the start he knows that the kli is not going to be able to contain the whole Erev, and he'd have to then put it into another kli, and he has a bigger kli, that you'd be able to fit the whole Erev, there are achronim who are machmir, that they are machmir, and they hold that since you could have placed it in a bigger kli, if you put it in two kalim, then it's like you are splitting it up into two kalim willingly, and therefore it would not be good, the Erev, and you'd have to actually put it into that bigger kli. Sif katan lamid gimel. And he says, even when you go ahead and you are allowed to put it into the second kli because there's overflow, it has to be b'bayis echad. Shulchan Aruch said, it can't be placed two kelim in two homes. The al kol panim hayu shneim b'rishus achas. The reason why it will be okay is because at least it's all going to be in one rishus, in one home. Avalo b'shnei batim, but not in two different homes. Afilo im echad mezake ba'erev mishalo b'shvil kulam. Now he says, in this case, even if one person is mezakeh for everyone, even if one person is donating the Erev for everyone by conveying ownership to everyone in that Erev, and therefore we said in that case, Mr. Brewer thought there might be a svara that you'd be able to put it into two kelim. He says, Gam ken yesh li zayar bezef, sure, you should not go ahead and put it into two different homes, even if there's no room to put it into one kli, and even in a case where one person is being mezakeh for others, you should be careful. And therefore he says, based on what we saw yesterday, in our minog, that we put the Erev in the shul, v'yad kol ha'ir, for the whole city, for the whole town, yesh li zayir shelo lanicho rak bebeis hakneses achas, should be careful only to put it into one shul. Shouldn't put it into different shuls, you shouldn't split it up to different shuls. V'yivcharu lezeb beis hakneses ha'yoser gedola shavir, should take the biggest shul in the city. That's what he tainas. This is the Shari Tshuva and the Shem in the name of the Chacham Tzvi. We move now on to Sif Hey. Sarach shalo yakbid shum echad mehem al eruvo im yochlu chavero. No one, the halacha is that no one should be makbid in particular about the fact if someone eats from his food, from his eruv, that he's donating, right? Im makbid eno eruv. And if a person does not want another one to eat from his food of the Erev, then it's not going to be a good Erev. Because when you're donating this, it has to be that you're mamish giving it up, that everyone now can partake of that food as if it's his. And therefore, when you're donating it, it's like donating it to the klal, and it's now, you're not makbid, but if someone else eats from that which you've donated. Lekach tzarech lizayir, shelo, therefore a person has to be careful, shelo la'avre b'davar shetikein l'tzarech ha'shavas. A person has to be careful not to put in the Erev something that he's going to need for Shabbos to eat. Meaning, it can't be food that he wants to eat and use for the Shabbos meal, because then, obviously, he'd be makbid that someone else eat it, because he needs it for his Shabbos meal. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan lamed balad, shelo yakbid, gam ke mitav de Erev shmo. This is also based on the fact that it's called Eruv. What does that mean? Shehu meuravin umerutzinbo shelo yimcha echad b'chavero v'yishutafoson nocha v'areva. This means that the idea is that Eruv implies that the participants are pleased and satisfied with it without anyone protesting against someone wishing to eat his food. And that's what makes it a joint ownership of Nocha v'areva, where it is both pleasing and satisfying for each other. That's what makes it Erev. That's necessary for it to be an Erev. Lamed He, Sivkat Lamed He, Shum Echad Mehem. He says it has to be that, can't be that he's makbid if anyone eats from his food. And he says this is true even if one person is donating the Erev for all, meaning he's conveying, it's like that other option, not where everyone is donating and putting in to the pile, but rather one person is doing the donation and he's conveying ownership, he's being mezakeh for the others in the Erev. Same would be in that case that he's makbid, he can't be makbid, he cannot be makbid that others eat from it. He has to go ahead and be willing that when someone comes from the chabura that's joining up, that he's being mezakeh for, all the people that are part of this Erev, and they come le'echol, they come to eat, mimenu shelo lagbilem, and if anyone from the Erev would come to eat, he would not be makbid. Sif katan lamid vav. And that's why he says, the Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to be careful not to, when he's donating for the Eruv, it can't be something that he's preparing for Shabbos, that he's going to eat on Shabbos. Sharei, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamed Vav, Sharei im yevakesh chaveru mimenu, lo itein lo. Because then if his friend wants something, he won't necessarily give him because he needs it for his Shabbos meal. Vamnam im poel be'atzmo, Beferush, Shem Yirtze Echad Bimneayir, Sheshaychem La'erov La'echolimeno, Shelo Yakbid Alav. He says, if the person goes ahead and he explicitly says that if anyone comes who is Shayach to the Erev to come and eat, he's not going to be mocked, but he's not going to care, he's going to allow him to come and eat, then Mitztaber de Mutter La'erevo, then it's Mitztaber that he would be able to go ahead and allow, we would be able to go and allow the Erev to be donated from food that he's going to eat on Shabbos, because as long as he states explicitly that he doesn't mind that others would come and partake as well, that would not go ahead. It would not go ahead and lose its status as an Erev, even though it's an Erev that he's going to use and have for Shabbos, Letzorech Shabbos. Now, it's interesting, the Maharsham in Chelek Gimel Simen Shin Ayin Aleph, he explains that what the Shulchan Aruch here is saying, that one should not contribute food that he plans to eat on Shabbos for the Erev, because he's unlikely to be willing to share the food with someone who decides to eat it. He says, this is really l'chatchila. But if one did not prepare separate food, he may use the bread he intended to use for Shabbos and go ahead and be mezakeh it for others, or just donate that food, since we will assume that he made the decision in his mind not to protest if someone will want to eat his food, because he wants it to be a good Erev. That's what the Maharsham says. Now, it's also interesting that, again, we saw the halacha, the basic concept here in Sif Hei, is that it is essential that none of the members of the Erev is particular if one of the other members eat the Erev food, and if one refuses to allow another member to eat the Erev food, the Erev is not valid. And the Mishnah Berurah actually explains that that's the whole idea of the term Erev. It implies that the participants are pleased and satisfied with it without anyone protesting against someone wishing to eat the food. And the Mishnah Berurah also points out the same is true when one person donates the food for the others and conveys ownership, that he has to be willing to let the others eat the food in that case as well. Shlomo Zalman, he explains in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos Perek Yud Zayin Ha'ara, it's in the Ha'ara, in the footnotes, Pei Dalid, that this means that even if one of the residents wants to eat all of the food, the donor must allow him to do so, because if he protests, he invalidates the Erev. The Chazon Ish, paskin in Arachayim, Simen Pei Zayin, Sif Kuf Beis, that when one person donated the food for the Erev, it is permitted for the donor himself to eat the food of the Erev and does not have to ask permission from the other residents. The reason he does not have to suspect that one of the residents would protest against him eating the food he donated for the Erev is that there's no reason to believe that they are miserly and would refuse to let someone eat the food. So it's interesting, while the Shlomo Zalman saying, right, obviously makes sense, he's saying that
you know, what the Mishnah Berurah, when he points out that the same is true when one person donates the food for the others, that he has to be willing to let the others eat the food. So Shlomo Auerbach says that basically even means that if one of the residents wants to eat all of the food, the donor must allow him to do so, because if he protests, he invalidates the Eruv. But interestingly, the Chazon Ish says the opposite, it's the same Svara, but he says it's really the other way around, that the person who donated the food for the Eruv, he would be able to go ahead and eat the food of the Eruv and does not have to ask permission. In principle, he has to want and allow others to partake, but if he wants to, he can go ahead and eat the whole Eruv himself. He doesn't have to ask permission from the other residents, and he doesn't have to suspect that one of the residents would protest him eating the food he donated for the Eruv. Of course, there's no reason to believe that they're going to be miserly and would refuse to let someone eat the food.